for Nando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.
Summer is well and truly on its way. It's coming. It's on the horizon. It's spring. And for anyone out there who's single, you're starting to get that tingle. Summer's coming. Summer loving.
Tingle.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we...
Because everyone's been hibernated for winter.
Yeah, exactly.
Ready to unleash the bod.
Exactly. You want to get out
there. Get out there.
Not even release the bod. Sometimes you don't want to release the bod after winter.
Mate, I'm big and I want to release it.
No, but it's just that... the idea of... Looking for love is not always easy. We see this on reality television shows.
Absolutely.
Have a chat with the honey badger. Not always easy.
Yeah, but everyone loves when it's summer. You go down to the local watering hole, you have a couple of frothies. You don't want to go by yourself.
No, exactly, Fev. And we on this show, we have a history of being amazing matchmakers.
Yeah.
And we've had a single parties in the past. We had a singles party where Fev... You were basically forcing people to kiss, and it was amazing because there were hookups.
There was like a full circle.
He's very good at it.
It was an unusual way he went about it, but it seemed to work.
Pash.
Yeah.
So, if you are single, girls, guys, we are about to put on the biggest singles party of the year.
The century.
Yeah, this is going to be huge. We can't wait. It's going to be in a couple of weeks. And there is a little twist to this. And what we're going to do is we're going to fast track an element of your relationship, this new flourishing summer relationship.
Yeah. Here we go.
See, even when you watch The Bachelor, you know how they wait
to
the very end and then you do the family home visit. One of the parents, you go, oh, I don't want that to be my mother-in-law oh, gosh, she hates me or he hates me. Yep. We are going to start that on the very first night you meet because you're at a singles party, you see a girl across the room and you go, I really like her. And then there's a woman standing next to her, actually the person you're going to have to get past.
Mm.
Yeah, you know it. It's not just any singles party. It's time for... She's a
matchmaker mama. The matchmaking mama party.
Bring your mum along. Mums will be in control. They will be vetting guys. And guys, your mum because mummy's boys.
That'll be the hardest test, I reckon, for a male and his mum because it's mummy's boys.
Absolutely.
She's not suited for him.
I'm not kidding. I reckon every one of my relationships has fallen over because my mum has not liked one of them.
Would you want Pearl at a party? It's just the dumbest idea.
I'm not even kidding. I stop her meeting them because it becomes just a lot easier.
I think Kazza was like, take him.
Oh, really? Get him off my hands.
Take him. He's horrendous.
So think about it. And I know I've got girlfriends and if their mum doesn't like the guy that they like, there's no point at continuing. We're actually doing some heavy lifting here for you. If you want to come along, what date have we got there, Byron?
Yeah, now, it's been locked away for Thursday, the 25th of October, and I love the venue, Alumbra, which is a hot spot, the perfect spot for your next function or event. Treat the team to some of the best waterfront views in Melbourne. That's where we'll be. I wish we could just keep the mums out of this. I don't know
why would you say that?
What are you doing? You're undermining the whole party.
Well, this is going to be a disaster.
It's all about...
What?
The sting again.
Did you want the sting again?
Yes.
Mama?
It's all about...
Oh, well, geez, you never told me you wanted it again. She's a matchmaker mama. Oh, there you go.
Matchmaking mamas. Bring your mums.
13 10 60 if you're interested in coming along, but you'd need to agree to bring your mother. That's the
absolutely
thing.
Do you remember when we
girls
did this
and guys, boxing? All mums have to come.
Do you remember when we did this big arc? It's like they're going to be the best party in the world.
Mm.
It's going to be amazing. We're going to set up singles, but they have to have their mum there. And Byron said, I don't want to, shouldn't take your mum.
Yeah, remember when we said, are we all on board?
Yeah.
13 10 60 is the number. I don't want to say what I was about to say.
What were you
about
to say?
Well, it takes the fun out of this whole thing.
Do it.
Go on.
I'm not going to say it.
Do it. Do it.
My mum's passed away.
101.9 The Fox.
Matchmaking mummers, let's be really honest. You know this in your gut. Even if you really like a guy or a girl, if your mum doesn't like them, there's just no future.
Yeah.
I mean, just ask Justin Bieber. He wrote a song about it.
Mm.
Which song was that?
Baby?
No.
I believe it was called I Hope
Water.
If my mum doesn't like you, it's off.
Leon, Justin Bieber wrote a song about my mama don't like you.
My mama don't like you.
Come on,
she likes you.
Oh, yeah, no, that was the one. Yeah. That was the acoustic ballad. It was just playing the guitar.
Yeah, love yourself.
Yeah.
Can you get me a bit of that?
Well, eventually. You're giving me a lot of work to do.
I can sing that song.
Can you go for
it? So explain the concept of this ridiculous party we're throwing.
Okay, Melbourne, it's the singles party you've been waiting for. It's the hottest party to kick off spring, summer, getting out, ready to mingle. And you bring guys and bring girls, you bring your mum, because your matchmaker, firstly, your mum might do the heavy lifting and you know, try to pick up a guy or a girl for you. Yeah. They get to approve on the spot. So you can walk off into the sunset and enjoy your life together.
That could have nearly been the jingle, your Bieber song, because he says something like, my mama don't like you and she likes everyone.
Thank you, Feb. Byron, you claim to be the music
guy. I'm a bit emotional at the moment because you brought up I answered a question.
Register fox.com.au if you want to be part of our matchmaking mamas singles party. And we've got Angelina from Q. Hi, Angelina.
Hello.
Angelina, would you like to come to our matchmaking mamas party?
Yeah. It sounds like it'd be heaps of fun.
Ooh, and Angelina, what's your mum's name?
My mum's name's Magda.
Magda. Is she going to be tough to get past? Or?
No, it should be heaps of fun, actually. She loves this sort of stuff.
Does she like the guys you date at the moment, Angelina?
Well, I haven't really taken any to her this year, but she did like the last one.
Is your mum still married?
Oh, yeah, she's still married.
This could be the problem. The mums might like the younger guy, the guy could like the mum.
You bring your single mum.
Cougar. Oh, God. Oh,
well, actually, I mean...
Look, she's very flirty, but she'll
here we go.
Magda!
To be really honest, if there are single mums listening...
Bring your daughters.
Then bring your daughter and you will use it. I mean, this goes all...
This is amazing.
This goes in lots of different directions.
This is
going
to be amazing.
Wow. Angelina, you and Magda are coming along. Well done.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
So hold the line there. We've got a few more calls to get through. And, of course, fox.com.au is where you'll register if you want to join us as well.
Zach in Nunawading. Are you single and ready to mingle?
How are you going? Yeah, I am. Yeah, it's been 6 years.
We've got to get you back on the scene, and we're going to put on this hot party for you, Zach. Now, Zach, what's your mum's name?
Diana.
Is Diana just like get out there, son, and get yourself a lady?
Yeah, she tries to, but I've got a 8-year-old daughter.
That's beautiful. How about your daughter's name?
Matilda Rose.
Oh, beautiful name.
Oh, Zach. There are already girls driving off the road at the moment thinking, oh, I love the sound of Zach.
Yeah,
we
share Matilda 50-50, so it's been a bit tough to get back on the scene, but Mum's always on my back.
Oh, I love this.
I think this might be the party to give it a crack.
Wow. Yes!
Single dad gone wild.
Single dad, very popular at this party. Now, Zach, you and Diana are coming. Can't wait to see you.
Hold the line, mate. It's going to be a great night. Let's take one more call here, Fief.
Cassie in Listerfield. Cassie, are you ready to mingle?
Oh, my gosh. When you said it, I thought this is actually the perfect party. My mum loves this stuff.
What's your mum's name?
Oh, my gosh, Leanne.
Is Leanne a tough mum in that not many guys get past her, and does she approve of many?
Okay, so my last partner was Italian, so she is extremely strict in what she allows.
What, no lasagna?
Oh, my God.
No, not
yeah, she's a bit more old school, but I actually turned down The Bachelor this year, and I thought I'm going to give this one a crack instead.
This is bigger than The Bachelor. Way bigger.
So hang on, Cassie, for any guys listening, Cassie was asked to be on The Bachelor.
Byron's ears just pricked up.
Hey. Whoa.
Well, Cassie, we would love you and your mum, Leanne, to be there.
I would love that, actually. So funny, when I first did break up with my partner, my whole family came out clubbing with me the weekend after. I've got the whole family on board.
This is great. Whole family along.
You sound like so much fun.
Hold the line. This is going to be a great party. Now, you can register right now, fox.com.au. Thursday, the 25th of October.
101.9 The Fox.
We love each other on this show, and we love our team. We do. Come on, we're all mates.
Where's this leading?
He's just looked at the rundown.
I thought I was talking Feb's Survivor.
What are we talking? You probably are.
You can do that later.
Oh, okay. Because been looking at, because a lot of our viewers are invested, our listeners.
Absolutely.
Netflix.
We're a tight team. We're a tight group. Now, yesterday, Feb did something very funny that we were all confused by. No, hang on. We've got a WhatsApp group for everybody in this team, and it's very inclusive. But obviously, it's just the team. And
on air and off air, so the people that help us.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's just so we can communicate better. Yep. I believe it started in Bali, because when we were in Bali, we didn't want to be using, obviously, high overseas text messaging rates, so we all joined a WhatsApp group. Feb started it.
Yeah.
Anyway, yesterday, Leon on the WhatsApp group wrote to Feb saying, Feb, could you add Ali to our group? Because Ali is our new senior producer.
Doing an
Congratulations,
excellent job.
Ali.
Doing a really good
job. Doing a great job. And then in what I thought was Fev being cheeky and basically sticking it up Leon, he added our boss Amanda. And I love, we love Amanda.
Amanda's
doing a great job. But I thought it was just his I thought he's gone, oh, okay, Leon telling me what to do. I'll go and add someone else.
Yeah.
And we all thought that was funny because when your boss is part of your WhatsApp group, everyone's got to go on their best behaviour.
Yeah, it's not as fun.
And even though I know Amanda will love our humour and get our jokes, it's a funny area that you've entered us into, Bev. Would you like to explain what happened?
Yes. I was on the couch and I'm watching the Yankees versus Boston on ESPN. And I'm a Yankees man, and they were getting hammered. They lost 16-1.
Okay.
And I got a WhatsApp message from Leon. I'm like, geez, stop annoying me. Work's over. And I just read it. He goes, because I'm the gate. This is what he wrote. Fev, gatekeeper of WhatsApp group. Can you please add Ali to the group? And I didn't think, I just thought it was Amanda, our boss.
I just read Amanda in my head.
So I've pressed on the number, saved it under Amanda, Fox FM. And it's actually Ali. And then Amanda's written on our WhatsApp group, you know, she's actually brought into one of the things that we did. I think Charlotte did the Survivor meme thing. She's like, yeah, well done. I'm like, yeah, she's on board. Great, well done. But I've got the wrong person.
You thought it was Ali and you realized it was Amanda.
Yes, I'm not good.
No, I know.
And then I get in trouble because no one wants their boss on there.
That's not the case.
I'm talking about Byron.
In actual fact, this is the interesting situation. We're in a lucky situation because we like Amanda and that's great. But we were thinking, imagine if you asked a boss to be part of a WhatsApp group and then you were like, not as much fun with the boss in the group.
What if Adrian was in there as well?
He's our former boss.
But I thought he was in there.
No, he wasn't.
He's never in another one.
He wasn't.
We've got bloody too many.
I know, but and 131060, WhatsApp, it's a minefield because, and we've talked about this before on the show, you have lots of groups going and WhatsApp leads to mishaps. So we'd love to hear your WhatsApp mishaps.
Oh, Amanda's typing on it. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Tell me she's not.
She hears it as Amanda's typing on her.
That's scary.
The problem is, guys, we've got on air.
The number 131060, by the way. We'd love your WhatsApp mishaps.
We've got an on air WhatsApp
group. You've just added some. What have you done there?
We've got Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron WhatsApp group. We've got too many.
Well, we're going to streamline them.
Yeah. Can I just say, you've just added somebody. Who's that? You just added a number.
It was Ali.
So that's Ali.
you didn't even have Ali's number.
Oh, right. No, I don't have Ali's number yet.
The problem. So 131060, do you want to join our WhatsApp group?
That half of Melbourne. We should create the biggest WhatsApp group in Melbourne, just as a separate idea.
I mean, I would imagine in 131060, have you gotten rid of some? How have you dropped someone out of a WhatsApp group?
Because how do you do that? You just create a new one.
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, 13. I'll show you how you do it.
All right.
Amanda's typing now, but you better get it out. I'm about to delete her.
Don't delete her. She's the boss.
No, we like Amanda.
131060 with your WhatsApp mishaps.
1019 The Fox.
Now, WhatsApp, it's been a wonderful revolution in communication. It's free. You can have groups. You have lots of fun on WhatsApp. And I believe it can't be hacked. It's another good benefit.
And it's free.
But anyway, we have a WhatsApp group here for our show on and off air. And yesterday, Leon asked Fev to add our new producer, Ali. And Fev misunderstood, or the two A's got him confused. And he added our new boss, Amanda.
Right.
And we love Amanda, and we were quite happy to have her in the team. Fev, now you've gone and removed her. What? You didn't have to remove her?
Well, it was just a lot of peer group pressure, and I just thought, just easy option is just delete it.
But she was in the middle of typing something, and you just deleted her out of it.
Should have been quicker.
Oh, geez.
But anyway, that'll be a discussion I have to have with the boss afterwards.
We use the group to share ideas for the show and to share different memes. I mean, what would be wrong with Amanda staying in it?
Well, that's what I mean. In this example, we could have our boss in it because it's about show ideas.
Right.
But the funny thing is, I imagine there are workplaces where you've got people, you know, colleagues in, and you don't want a boss.
Sure.
But I fixed it.
What have you done?
I've just deleted her.
No, but we didn't want you to delete her. Anyway, so Shah, who does all our social media and our online and is just dominating at everything she's doing, she had just told us a story about her brother-in-law who had a bucks party, and they didn't know the boss. They forgot the boss was in the WhatsApp group, and they're taking almost semi-nude photos of him, all spray tanned.
Yep.
And the boss was in the group, but everyone forgot. And then he's turned up to work on Monday, and apparently in a PowerPoint presentation, the boss has put up all these half-naked photos of him.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's why you don't have a boss in your WhatsApp group.
Very, very good point.
You do that on your Insta page.
Yeah, I just share that publicly, that sort of stuff.
Now, we've got Emma in Melton. Hi, Emma.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Emma. Emma, have you had a WhatsApp mishap?
Yes, I have. So basically, it's kind of similar to the story before. I was on the couch texting a friend, like SMS texting a friend about the fact that she had been offered a job, but in the same company, but she wanted a different job. Hmm. And basically, it's two different bosses that we've both had as our bosses. And as I'm replying my advice to her, which basically just said, you know, go for the good one and then tell such and such, if you don't get the good job, then just stick with the one you've been offered firstly.
Yeah.
I wrote that, and then a WhatsApp message popped up from a work group, and it, as it pops up, it has a text field. I wrote that in the text field and posted it when the two bosses are in that group and about 50 other people, and I didn't realize until about 2 minutes later, and I quickly deleted it and checked who had read it, and only about 5 people had read it, but unfortunately, screenshot it. So it was passed around to so many different people, but because the notification pops up and I have a text field, so as I'm texting and not paying attention, I texted into the wrong field.
Jeez, that's...
See, Emma, that happens. We often say this. When you've got a few WhatsApp groups on the go and a few conversations happening, you've got to be very careful.
It's a very fine line, isn't it, between one and the other one.
Oh, dear. Now, Nicholas in Essendon. Hi, Nicholas.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Nicholas. Nicholas, you sound a bit nervous about your WhatsApp mishap.
Yeah, sometimes I get a bit nervous when I publicly speak.
What did you do, Nicholas?
I send an explicit video... naughty video to my family group chat with my mother-in-law in it.
Nicholas! So it was obviously just for your partner and you've sent it to the whole family.
It was meant for my friends.
Can we unpack that? rude video was actually for a whole bunch of your friends to watch.
I mean, Barry, there's a
member... Yeah, it wasn't me, it was... somebody else.
Right. There's a member of our team that often likes to share certain videos, and that's what I'm saying.
Sure.
They're not for public consumption.
They're definitely not, no.
And what's happened there is Nicholas has sent it to his mother-in-law.
Wow, there we go. Thank you so much for that, Nicholas. You did well.
I wonder how Amanda's feeling right now.
Well,
because yesterday she would have gone, oh, I'm part of the team, and now she's not.
She's been locked out of our WhatsApp group. Yeah, she's our boss.
But we highlighted the accident, but we didn't mean change it. It was just funny that Leon asked, you got Amanda and Alison Ali confused.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Should I put her back in?
Absolutely.
What does our boss said? Is it, Leon, have we heard from our boss?
She texted me, actually.
She's texted you.
She said, I was typing to the group and Fev has ditched me. I was actually surprised I was even added, to be honest.
Yeah, see, she was excited.
Oh, I know.
She's
put
come
her
over
back
from Perth.
In. It's a work
well, she's
group.
Temporary.
She's part of the team.
When she, if she becomes prominent.
She's doing a very good job.
I'm not saying she's not, but I'm saying if she keeps her job, we'll get her in.
Oh, she's
all become
worse.
Way too awkward. Okay, now all of Melbourne's involved. I mean, I'm embarrassed.
Does anyone want to be part of it?
No, don't start that.
101.9 The Fox.
Guys, yesterday after we finished our show, there was a cracking fight on the telly. You don't get this much these days. On the Studio 10, Kerri-Anne Kennelly, the wonderful Kerri-Anne. I just love Kat.
She's great. I did Dance with Stars with Kat.
Yeah, of course
she
did.
Legend.
Oh, she's so beautiful. Now, she had a bit of biffo with one of the boys from The Chaser, Charles. Now, the backstory to this is there's all the brouhaha up
the
in
The Chaser
Sydney.
Is in the dude that sits at the top.
Not the game
not
show.
The Chase.
Oh,
the ABC comedy act.
Oh, yes. I'm thinking, Jesus. It's a strange stoush.
So you'd be across this fair, big brouhaha in Sydney at the moment over the Sydney Opera House.
Yes.
They're doing advertising on it.
Everyone
and
races,
a racing. You know this race.
Yeah,
what
the
is
Everest.
It? The Everest. They've obviously paid a lot of money
yes.
to the New South Wales government. Anyway, people are protesting this. Now, the Chaser protested it because Alan Jones is a big fan of yes. This.
He's so invested.
He's invested. He's got horses, hasn't he? Yeah.
The big Sydney radio guy who seems to run the city up there.
He had the winner in the last year's race.
Okay, right. he's really invested. Now, anyway, the boys from the Chaser, as a joke, thought it would be funny to put Alan Jones' personal mobile number blazoned across the Sydney Opera House.
Very good.
Now, Kerri-Anne, though, took issue with it. Ooh. And she ended up having a bit of a biffo, verbal obviously, on Studio 10 yesterday with Charles from The Chaser.
The number, I just think that was one bit too far.
We had a big debate internally about it because some people thought it was a good idea and other people thought that it was a bit of a horrible thing to do to a person. But he's been horrible to so many women and to
rubbish.
So over the
what
years. And
he has been rubbish.
What do you mean? You think that Alan Jones is a lovely man, do you?
I have to not Alan there. Jones. It was have you spoken to Alan Louise Herron? Yes or no?
You seem to be very well connected and you're a lovely person. That's not the point. I don't need to know people in this. The thing about
you don't need to know someone.
Can you let me speak?
Well, here we go.
Cack. It was a cack attack.
Who cares about the mobile number? That's funny. It's easy to change a number.
I agreed with Cack.
Like, you do need to know someone before you judge them. You can't. He said you don't need to know someone. Well, you do. You can't just throw stones.
Well, you can't. I agree with Cack. I just love Cack.
She's the best.
So she clearly won that stout.
Oh, 100%.
Now, it made us think, though, you know what? And it doesn't happen very often these days on television, but a cracking TV fight, particularly a live one, is so exciting. So we thought we'd put together a little list of the best.
Maybe he's got a lift this morning.
The best TV fights. Now, we have in at number three. Who could forget this? In fact, lots of people probably could or weren't alive for it at the time. It was in the 90s.
Yeah, Google it.
And
YouTube
it. It was Ray Martin, and it was the Ray Martin Show, and he had two guests on it. Normie Rowe. What band was Normie in? He was a singer.
Oh, geez, old school.
I know, I've gone really old school.
This was played a lot last week, or the week before. It was played all over the TV because Ron Casey.
The other guy in the fight.
Yeah. Passed away.
He passed away. So this was Ron Casey and Normie Rowe having a fight about Vietnam and
literally
the vets.
Literally an actual fist fight.
You won't hear the punching, but they actually got into a fisticuffs.
Brilliant. Do you know what that is? Do you know what that is?
What is it?
What is it? Hang on.
Stop it.
Push me.
Thank you, Mr. Casey.
Wow. Oh, gee. I mean, you don't see that these days.
Actual punch on a live television
show.
That's
90s for you. Then this was only, a couple of years ago when we think about it? Was it last year?
Last year, I think.
Amber Sherlock, Channel 9 newsreader. Oh, yeah. There was a video footage released of a conversation she had with a fellow reporter wearing white.
Julie Snook.
It was white, Gage. Snooksy. Julie Snook. Snook, what?
Yeah, Julie Snook. Snook.
Anyway,
yeah.
So this was the conversation. It's a very passive-aggressive fight over who gets to wear white.
Job after this.
Here we go.
I need Julie to put a jacket on because we're all in white. I asked her before we came on. Julie, you need to put a jacket on.
Flat out, I haven't had time. Does someone...
I told you 2 hours ago. We know
Amber,
in chat room.
This is not... So I'm sorry, I've been flat out,
well,
honestly.
I'll call wardrobe and we'll get something.
No, if it's an issue, I can get on out of here.
It is an issue. Go and grab a jacket.
Jenny, someone able to grab me a jacket, please?
Oh, I don't know how she kept her job after that.
Which one? Amber?
Amber.
Yeah, that was a bit...
I'm the big ball. I'm the big dog.
And then in at number one, I mean, it's very hard to go past this television show. When it comes to fights, the Real Housewives of Melbourne have dished it up. And Gina Liano is not a woman you would want to cross. She is so lovely when you're on her good side. But Petit Fleur has definitely been on her bad side and probably lived to regret it.
Come on, chica. You're a grown woman.
So are you. And you need to snap the f*** out of it. Enough of your indulged bull f***ing okay, enough. Every time you're going to cry and sulk and carry on. Jesus me.
I love that I'm not allowed to be...
Blasphemy, sorry.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. Ouch. That might be our boss after I deleted her from WhatsApp.
101.9 The Fox.
Sunny today in Melbourne. I'll just let you finish your chocolate there, Fiona.
Just need a sip of water. Hang on.
Okay, cool. Just...
Cadbury.
Leon just brought Cadbury chocolate well, to the
blame,
studio.
You're about to blame me. No. I didn't do anything.
No, because you just had a mouthful, and then I went, oh, I'll have a mouthful. Anyway. Bad timing, anyway.
Very chocolate professional
for breakfast
unit.
Is very irresponsible, right. But Cadbury's is the best. Mm. Now, so new good. Movie, A Star is Born. It's getting a bit of traction. A lot of people are watching
Mia
this.
Mia and Daniel saw this yesterday.
I'm hearing good things.
Loved it.
Now, Bradley Cooper, I believe this is the first time he's directed and starred in a movie. So he's, in fact, singing and impressive. He's quite impressive at singing. Now, he filmed a performance that he performed at Glastonbury last year. Now, Leon, our executive producer, Leon Shergren Shergs, you might know him. He occasionally DJs at Fifi's Bar in Collingwood.
Collingwood is hot.
He came in today and said, oh, guys, I'm in the movie. Now, what?
He just showed me.
We've requested proof of this. So he was at Glastonbury last year.
Right.
I'm surprised
as Bradley's performing on stage, I think we can just hear a tiny bit of Bradley performing. This is Bradley Cooper.
From A Star is Born, eventually.
Oh, maybe it's time to let the old ways down. He's good.
Well, is Leon one of the people screaming? Is
it? Yeah, so then there's a flash to the crowd. Now, Leon has gotten us a screenshot of the crowd shot of, I would say, 50,000 people. No, how many? About 500,000 people, Leon?
About 100,000.
About 100,000. And he's circled what looks like a white T-shirt. I can't even see the colour of the person's hair.
He's got a black T-shirt on with white jacket, mate.
But he thinks it's him.
Well, that's every second person at Glastonbury.
So he's
like
now
that.
Claiming he's in the movie A Star is Born. Are you going to say an extra? Are you an extra?
He's an extra.
Featured extra.
See, I love this.
Featured extra.
Well, he's joined
extra.
The club.
I think...
Oh, that's right. Boxing was an extra, remember, Fev?
I haven't been an extra.
Yeah, you have.
Yes.
You were an extra in your good mate, Biebs.
Oh, Justin Bieber's movie, Never Say Never. I actually had a feature role.
No, you're an extra. This is the bit. We've both found it. This was Fief's minor role.
Feature role.
In the movie Never Say Never. This little grab I've got goes for 2.5 seconds. This is Fifi Box, Justin Bieber. That's it.
Well, that was me reporting on Channel 7 Sunrise. And I will point out, that movie grossed about $50 billion. So,
did you get a sling for your feature?
Well, you'll think I'm joking, but I actually did hit up Justin Bieber for some royalties.
Did you really?
He sent me a box of cupcakes.
he knows you well.
Yeah, exactly. He paid me off with cupcakes. But you're saying I was an extra. Mm. I think Justin Bieber, from memory, Byron, you and I were interviewing him a few years ago, he confirmed that I featured.
This didn't end well because I thought he wouldn't remember us, so I tried to embarrass Fief in front of Justin Bieber, and unfortunately...
Play the Biebs.
He did.
You'd remember the movie work you've done with Fifi?
The movie work?
Yeah,
Oh, wait.
Fief.
Wait. Wait, let me see. There's a little piece in my movie Never Say Never. Was she in it?
Yes!
Wow, actually, that was unsolicited.
That was.
You do remember it.
Remembered me.
That's all we need to say. That's amazing.
Thank you.
How did he remember?
Memorable. 131060.
Wow, that just happened.
Have you been an extra? Maybe in a movie, maybe in a television show, Byron?
I'm going to put my hand up. I have.
Okay.
When I came back from London and I thought I was a bit of a radio star, and I came back to Australia thinking, oh, I'll get a radio gig straight away. It took about 9 months.
Well, because you burned every bridge on the way out.
So between that time.
It's hard when there's rabble everywhere.
I had to pick up a few odd jobs. Mm. One of them was I was an extra on an ABC miniseries called Changi.
ABC doesn't care.
But with Changi, what they needed were, unfortunately, it was a grim part of our history, prisoners of war. So these are emaciated, very, very thin men to play prisoners of war. I did make it because I was quite thin, but not as thin as probably a prisoner of war would be. And it was just a weird set to be on because there were some quite rotund guys on the set
as well. Shouldn't have been.
That were not prisoners of war at all, and so they kept having to push them out of the shot.
Yeah, okay, just to be clear, Fev, he's been an extra on Changi, and I was in Justin Bieber's movie.
Yeah, but it still counts. I was a prisoner of war in Changi.
I don't think
I won't get that 5.5 minutes that he told that story
It was
back.
About 30 seconds. What have you been an extra in? Why don't you contribute?
There you go.
He actually has.
That's a good point. What did you play? You were
me.
Yeah, you played himself. It doesn't count. 13, 10, 60. Look at all
Remember
the calls coming through.
Remember your great story about Changi?
I was a prisoner of bloody war.
Oh, no, you weren't.
You should have seen the catering at this thing. I mean, people were picking themselves out at lunch, which was ironic.
13, still going 10,
on. He's still talking.
60. Oh, I've got plenty more. I'll tell you during
what
the
else?
Outbreak.
101.9 The Fox.
We're talking about being extras because Leon's claiming he's an extra. Our executive producer, Leon, he is claiming he's an extra in the new Star is Born movie with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. He's just in the crowd at Glastonbury as there's a sweeping shot of 500,000 people.
That's not an extra.
It actually looks like a picture of what Biscuit does at the bottom of his cage. It's a little bit of a pop of bird poop.
Yeah, you can't even see Leon. But anyway, we've said 13, 10, 60. Have you been an extra? Jill in Cheltenham. Hi, Jill.
Hi. Hi, Fifi, Fev and Byron. How
are
you going?
Hi, Jill.
We're great. Jill, what were you an extra in?
I was an extra in The Delinquents, Kylie Minogue's movie. I think it was back in 1987.
Oh, wow. Jill, who else was in that?
Charlie Slater.
Johnny Slater? Oh, I don't know. Charlie Slater.
Yeah, he's a bit of a heartthrob back then.
Wow. Mm. Jill, what did you play? What was your role?
I played a delinquent.
In the movie The Delinquent. Well, Jill, technically in a movie called The Delinquents, that makes you the star. Yeah.
That's huge.
You're a delinquent.
There wouldn't have been a film without her.
Did you get to meet Kylie?
Yeah, we did. I was in two scenes with Kylie. There was a pillow fight scene and there was also we threw some rotten tomatoes at each other in the stairwell.
Jill, that was quite good. Tell me, and be honest, like fess up, how many times when people have come over to your house have you got out The Delinquents DVD?
Well, actually, funny enough, my mother's in it too because she took me there. I was only young, I was only 16, and they were short of a like a guard, like a female guard, and my mum happened to be there. So she's in it more than what I am.
They popped your mum in a guard's
single?
Uniform.
So, no, I'm not single. I'm married with three children, but no, she's in it more than me. So my mum will be talking.
We've just got a big party coming up. We could have got.
And the rule is you bring your mum, but that's a separate thing.
Yeah. Anyway. Just
that's great, Jill. Well done.
Yeah, no, it was good.
They're just throwing out parts. That film was just throwing out parts to anyone that was around.
Mum dropped her off and got a role. Peter in Ringwood. Hey, Pete.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, good, Pete. What were you an extra in?
I was a featured extra in Kath and Kim Dorella.
Well, already you've got yourself more money as a featured extra, Pete. So what did you do?
I was Kath and Kim's personal bodyguard.
Oh, that's a role.
Wow.
I'd pay that as a... Yeah.
Yeah, you can actually see the pictures on my Facebook.
Oh, I'm sure you can.
Oh, we're happy to repost them if you'd like us to, Pete.
Yeah, yeah.
Any lines, Pete? Did you have it say anything?
No, I didn't have any lines, but a lot of camera time.
I think that's how it works. I'm not even kidding. I think there's extras. I think a featured extra, still no lines. The minute there's a line...
Then the money goes up
and you've got a roll.
Okay, thank you. Peter, hold the line. We'll get those pictures and I'm sure there's somewhere we can post those and share those with everybody involved.
Courtney in Taylor's Hill. Hi, Courtney.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Courtney, what were you an extra in?
I was in the TV show Winners and Losers, and that episode starred Matthew Richardson.
Oh, Big Richo! Ricky!
Oh, from the Richmond Tigers, Richo.
And what was the scene? Like, what were you doing, Court?
It was a club scene, so we were in a club, but I was 16 years old at the time.
Richo loves a night scene.
And Richo, I'm going to guess Richo, he was starring, like that would have been a big role.
Yeah, definitely.
So of all the full forwards you've seen, star or extra, whether it's Winners or Losers or Neighbours, who's your favourite full forward?
Oh, God, I have no idea.
There we go. That's where we'll finish it.
Hello, Courtney.
Hi, Fab. I love Fab.
Yeah, you're in line with...
I was the winner, Richo was the loser.
I think what's telling, though, she doesn't think of you as a full forward.
Mate, I was a utility. I could play anywhere.
You were the biggest snag kicker of all time.
I was best on it at the club scene.
Did you get more goals than Richo?
I don't think so. But Richo played over 300 games. If I had played 300 games, I would have kicked 1,000.
Thank you very much, Courtney, for your time. And you're not a massive Favola fan, but anyway.
She said she was.
I love that.
Oh, good. Just checking.
Stop trying to put me down, Changi.
Oh,
Changi.
What even is that?
It's a movie you were in.
That's right. There's a prisoner of war in it.
POW.
Prominent role.
101.9 The Fox.
It's funny the things you find in used cars when you buy them, if they've left something behind. Mm. Now, here's something that somebody left behind in a used car that somebody's now uploaded to social media. So there is a guy, a girlfriend has written a list of all the rules in her relationship for her boyfriend. So I'll just run some rules by. And 131060, if anyone is listening and has rules in their relationship, we would love to hear from you. I think this is so fun and funny.
So if they've written actual notes and...
Well, they don't have to... Look, bonus points if you've written them down on a piece of paper and it's like on a magnet on the fridge. Like, that's absolute bonus
to-do
points.
To-do list.
But just, I love the idea of rules in a relationship. So these are some of the rules for this guy. His girlfriend wrote, "You are, in capital letters, not to have a single girl's phone number." So if they're married or they're in a relationship, but no single girls' numbers, you are not to follow any single girls on social media. One of my favourites, you are not to hang out with Keegan, including at his house or anywhere in public.
Is that our Keegs?
I don't know. Is this Keegs?
Actually, that would be appropriate. You wouldn't want your boyfriend hanging out with our Keegs. Mm-hmm. He's nothing but trouble.
Oh, he's okay. He's a great man.
You are not to go to, and I imagine this is a nightclub, this is probably from somewhere in America, Honda without me. So he's not allowed to go to a particular pub without her. You are not to hang out with your friends more than twice a week. You are not to look at a single girl.
Oh.
Amazing. If girls come up to you at any place or any time, you are to walk away. This is extraordinary. You are not to get mad at me about a single thing ever again.
Sounds like a one-way street.
I think they wrote these rules together somehow. This might have been a solo session of writing these rules.
You are not allowed to drink unless I'm with you. Now, see, some of these I feel free to be honest, 131060. Some of them I get. Like that one, I mean, some are ridiculous, but that one, I imagine there would be relationships where people do feel like that. I don't want you going to certain places without me. I don't want you to drink without me. And then another more personalised one she's written, Austin does not control when I hang out with you.
Oh,
who's Austin? I love this. I've never had rules in relationships, Fev. I don't know.
Well, I think they just knew them. I don't think you had to say, you wouldn't have to write anything down. You just lay it out straight away.
Do you think you should have rules in relationships?
I think so, but it's got to go both ways, I would think. We don't have rules, but I know where I stand. There's a few of those rules on there that might...
You'd have more rules around how often you can order Uber Eats.
Yeah, I get cut off sometimes. There's rules. I don't like going out. I don't really like going out without Alex anyway. Even when I was playing footy, I always just take Schnooksy out.
Yeah, that's nice.
We'd outdrink everyone else. We'd be the last to leave. We had a great old time.
What about, but you do, you have a great time together. What about, shall we ask, Byron mentioned earlier in the show he had a temporary girlfriend.
Oh, don't be like that. That was a reference from about 20 past six. It was buried.
No, you're out there. You're single. You're ready to mingle. Right. Are you having rules in these temporary relationships?
Well, clearly not. they're not lasting very long, are they?
Because you're laying down the rules.
Okay.
This is not full time. It's part
1019, The Fox.
We were laughing and reflecting on this hilarious list. A girl has written a list of rules for her boyfriend in her relationship. Those rules include you're not to have any single girls' phone numbers in your phone. You're not allowed to follow any single girls on social media. You can't hang out with Keegan, whoever Keegan is. We're concerned
own.
It's Fox's own Keegs. If girls come up to you at any place or any time, you're to walk away. Now, you know, we all claim we all trust each other and it's all good, but I think there are some rules in relationships, and I think it's very brave of Skye from Officer to call through. Hi, Skye.
Hi, Fifi.
Skye, do you have any rules in your relationship for your husband?
I sure do. If he needs to fart, I've told him that he needs to get up and leave the room and go to the garage, and that's where he can do his fart.
I think that's very fair.
Every time, though?
Every time. He knows the rule exists every time, but sometimes he does slip up, so I just have to give him a bit of silent treatment and walk away.
Yeah. You're treating him like a puppy.
It's so hard sometimes not to... Because it's you got gas in your...
I wouldn't know. Hard. I never do it.
Yeah, no.
That's crap. You've never farted.
I hardly ever do it.
No, I've worked with Thief for plenty of years.
Lots of years.
There was just the one incident in the Cookie Monster costume.
It was Jules Lund. He made a sound effect and everyone thinks to this day it was
anyway,
me.
Other than that, you're right.
Fernando's, the home of peri-peri chicken.